Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, April 11th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Kenley Freeman. Kenley and her sister Mary Kate and her parents Ryan and Stacy are members of Mountain Brook Baptist, and I can't wait for you to hear a little bit more about Kenley's life and faith at the end of the podcast, but first she'll read God's Word for us. Thank you, Kenley, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Our first passage is from Haggai chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin? Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a purse with holes in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Our next reading comes from Mark chapter 2, verses 18 through 28. And the titles in my Bible are Jesus Questioned About Fasting and Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus, "How is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not?" Jesus answered, "How can the guest of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? They cannot, so long as they have him with them. But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and on that day they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. Otherwise, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins." One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as his disciples walked along, they began to pick some heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He answered, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need? In the days of Abiathar, the high priest, he entered the house of God and ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for priests to eat, and he also gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath.'" Our next verse is in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 7. "Hopes placed in mortals die with them. All the promise of their power comes to nothing."
Thank you so much, Kenley, for joining the podcast and for reading so beautifully for us. Tell me a little bit about your family and growing up so far.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for this opportunity. I have one older sister. Her name's Mary Kate, and she's in the youth group with me. We're only 16 months apart, so that's either a blessing or a curse, depending on how you look at it. But I have both my mom and my dad are just amazing. They've, you know, we grew up in church and we've always been really involved in our church, and just they've done a great job raising me and my sister. And I'm just very thankful for them. I admire them a lot.
And what grade are you in? And maybe what's your favorite subject?
I'm a junior at Mountain Brook, and my favorite subject is probably history and English. I've never been a math and science type of person. English just comes more naturally to me. And history, I just find it very interesting. So those are definitely my favorite.
And I don't want to put you on the spot, but what are you learning in history right now?
Right now, we're starting to review for our AP exam, which is coming up in the next few weeks. Starting to get a little nervous about that. So the way the Mountain Brook curriculum does it, they do the first half of the AP history in 10th grade and the second half in 11th grade. And so we're reviewing everything we learned in 10th grade right now in three weeks. So
that's a lot.
For sure.
And definitely a prayer request. Mm-hmm. What are some of your hobbies and interests?
I'm very involved in the broadcast department at my high school. I'm on the news team, and that's probably one of my favorite things I do at the high school.
Are you an anchor or a reporter or behind the scenes? Tell me more.
We kind of do it all, but I'm mostly anchor. My main jobs are anchor and producer, but like tomorrow I have a I'm a reporter, which means that I have to put together a little package, which is a news story. It's very professional, actually. It's almost like a full-time job. And so it's a great experience for me. And I definitely want to go into the broadcast field in the future as well.
Okay. What are you going to report on?
I would like to go to D.C. and do politics. I want to be the press secretary for the president.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of like my dream. So
what are some of your other interests?
I'm a cheerleader. I've cheered since I was 3 years old, but I've cheered for the school system since seventh grade. Both my parents cheered in college. They cheered at UAB, and that's actually how they met. And so, I don't know, I just feel like it's kind of in my family. My sister cheered for a little bit, and I kept with it, and she started playing golf. So cheer's definitely always been a huge part of my life. But I also have spent a lot of time the past couple years doing a lot of volunteer work. I worked with United Ability this past summer, which I found that I really enjoyed. And I do a lot of summer serve days with Big Time, which I really enjoy. Big Time Ministries is the ministry that I intern for, which is also really fun for me.
That brings up my next question. With summer on the horizon, what is one of your favorite summer activities?
Definitely either sitting by the pool or the beach with my book, or just like a book that my mom recommends because she always has the best recommendations.
Your personality is so electric and welcoming and encouraging. Is that something that was natural in you, or was it a learned practice?
I mean, I think I've always been very outgoing. You know, I used to put on shows for my parents and just always wanted to talk to anyone. My parents like to say I could talk to a wall if I wanted to. So I just feel like that stems, my encouragement and welcomingness, I guess, stems from my ability to just talk to anyone. And I've always been a very welcoming person. I feel like encouragement, I didn't really learn the impact of until I joined a team in seventh grade and I realized how it can affect my teammates and people around me, you know, when they're just having a bad day or struggling on this one skill, just to give them a little boost of encouragement and say something positive can really go miles for people. So that's something I've learned.
And I've seen that in you at church. When Eleanor would come in at VBS and you would greet her with a smile and ask her about her day, it really matters. So I just want to thank you for being an encouraging presence here. Let's transition to more questions about faith. How did you come to faith in Jesus, and what has your journey with the Lord been like since then?
Like I said earlier, I grew up in the church. You know, my parents, it was always routine that we show up to church on Sundays, and we were very involved in our church back in Trustful as well. And so in fourth grade, when we moved from Trustful to Mountain Brook, that was kind of difficult because we had to find a whole new home base for our church. So we tried a bunch of different ones, and we ultimately decided on Mountain Brook Baptist because they had, I mean, you know, we have a great kids program here, and our youth program is amazing, and we all loved it. And so I would say that that was a pretty difficult time in my faith just because, like, it had always been so consistent. And then for a second there, it was just, like, completely different. But then after a couple months, I got baptized in March of 2017, I want to say. And that was obviously my baptism. And that's when I really decided that, you know, like, this is going to be something that's important in my life. But then I feel like I was pretty consistent in my faith in the sense that I didn't feel like I needed to do any growth. I didn't think that I was old enough to really make a change and, like, have such a strong role in my church. So I didn't take it as seriously. And then junior high came along, and I feel like my faith honestly kind of took a backseat, if I'm going to be honest. You know, it was always something in the back of my head, but, like, I was so worried about other things, worldly things that society says that you need to be worried about, like what outfit I'm going to wear, what I'm going to ask for my birthday, how many people I'm going to invite to my birthday party, which in reality are all things that just do not matter. And so I would say when I got to ninth grade is when I started to care less about that stuff. And so I really grew in my faith in ninth grade a lot. I got really involved in Big Time. I got involved a lot more in the youth group consistently. And then high school came along, and that was a whole nother ball game. You know, I don't think anything anybody said to me could have prepared me for what I was going to experience. New temptations, new people. I grew apart from people that I thought I was going to be friends with for forever. And that was really difficult for me. It was a very lonely phase in my life, I would say. I felt like I was just by myself. And looking back, I realized that God put me in that place of loneliness and feeling isolated, because that's when I felt him the most, when I started crying out to God, Lord, why do I feel this way? Why am I so upset? Like, why do I feel like nobody wants to hang out with me? Why do I feel like I'm, you know, amounting to nothing because I don't have friends to hang out with, or I don't have my phone blowing up with people asking me to hang out, you know? And that was when God told me, but that doesn't matter. You don't need these people to want you because I want you. And that's when I really was like, okay, Lord, this relationship is about to become the most important thing to me because it's all I have right now. And so I really dove in to my relationship with the Lord, I would say, beginning of sophomore year, second semester sophomore year, I would say, just throughout that is when I really started to grow and realize how much I needed him.
And this past year, you've led out a ton in the youth ministry. And last Sunday at Student Ministry Sunday, you taught one of the classes. Were you nervous going into the class? Which class was it? And what was the lesson about?
I think this is probably my fourth or fifth year doing Student Ministry Sunday, but I feel like I had kind of a larger role this year than I usually do. I was in the Grace Nelson Hope class, which was really amazing. And they were so sweet. The ladies were so nice and welcoming to us, which we were really appreciative of, because I was with two freshman girls that were with me, Caroline and Charlotte, and they're like two of my best friends that I've made from the youth group, so I'm forever thankful for them. But they were very nervous, and so I kind of felt like I was responsible for leading and easing their nerves as well. So I was a little bit nervous, but going into it, I was just at peace because I knew that God was going to speak through us and hoping that something was going to foster out of the words that we said.
Amen. What was one of the main focuses of the lesson?
The main focus of the lesson was trusting God in difficult times.
And is there a season or a time that you might have mentioned in the lesson or something that you can recount to us where you saw God's hand at work in a difficult season?
I would definitely say my transition to high school was a lot different than I could have expected. Seeing the way that people changed and the way that I grew apart from people that I thought were going to be in my life forever because our values just didn't line up, and I saw myself slipping into somebody that I didn't want to be. So, you know, just realizing that maybe these relationships aren't the best for me, and I really just need to take some time to focus on myself.
And you led in worship as well, reading scripture. How did that feel?
I was definitely nervous, but I did the affirmation of faith last year, which I found a little bit harder than the scripture. So I was kind of glad that I got a little bit of an easier role this year.
Everybody did a great job. Do you have a favorite Bible verse or worship song that you would point out?
One worship song that I've resonated with is Gratitude by Brandon Lake. I remember a couple years ago when it first came out, I think it was summer after my freshman year, maybe, we played it at the Brook one night. And I just remember like feeling the Spirit so boldly in that room, listening to it. And I just felt him like stirring within each of us in that room. And it was just such a great feeling to have. And I just felt so welcomed by his presence. And I, you know, when you could just feel it more times than others, and it's just so much louder than usual.
Give us a couple of lines from that song.
A couple lines that really resonated with me was the part that says, "And I know it's not much, but I've got nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing hallelujah." And I feel like that just really shows the part of our faith where it's like we can come to him with literally nothing. We can come with him so unclean, so messed up, just with all of our problems and our brokenness. And he will accept us as we are, because that's what he wants. He wants us to come to him in all of our brokenness and really just lean into everything he has in store for us.
And is there a verse that sticks out to you in scripture?
One verse that really stuck out to me in the Bible that's just really resonated with me and my faith is Philippians 4:6. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And something that I've always struggled with is just anxiety and worrying about things that just do not matter in the long run. And, you know, another verse that comes to mind is the one that mentions God grants us peace that transcends all understanding. And I think this is just such a reminder that, like, if we go to God with, like, all of our requests and, like, all of our worries and stress, that he can just take it all away and, like, he can bear it all for us.
That kind of leads me into the next question. What is one of your favorite ways to communicate with God or commune with him?
One way that I love to communicate with God is through worship. I just feel like listening to worship music in my car every morning before school just starts me off on the right foot and really just gives me that little push to go into school and, you know, have a great day and just remember to keep God at the center of it all throughout my day. And another way is definitely wrapping up my day with God as well. Every night I lay my head on the pillow and I say a prayer, whether it's sometimes they're 20-minute long prayers, but then sometimes they're like maybe 2, maybe 30 seconds. You know, it depends on how I'm feeling that night.
Thank you so much, Kinley, for joining us, for reading, for sharing your heart with us. Would you end our time together with prayer?
I would love to. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this podcast that Miss Mary does. I thank you for the ability to just share on this podcast. And I hope that, you know, your words were speaking through me, not me through myself. Lord, I pray for our congregation today. I pray that we will just have a great day and that we will remember that to keep God at the center of it all and to have his peace all over our hearts, Lord. And I just thank you for everything that you have blessed us with. And I pray that we will just continue to walk and grow with you, Lord. Amen. A reading from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.